Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to ask Congress for more military equipment. By Christina Wong on March 15, 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to name and shame the West for not doing enough to help Ukraine and will ask for more weapons in his virtual address to U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday, according to reports. Politico Playbook reported Tuesday morning. On Wednesday, Zelensky will speak to Congress virtually. According to one person with knowledge of the address, he plans to name and shame, meaning excoriating the West for not doing enough to defend his country, though he will balance his remarks with some gratitude for what has been provided. Zelensky asked to speak to Congress, according to the Wall Street Journal. His remarks will be held via remote connection in an auditorium inside the Capitol and broadcast on TV. He has previously spoken to members of Congress privately, convincing U.S. lawmakers to push for more military aid to Ukraine. According to Politico, Zelensky wants advanced air defense weapons, airplanes from Poland, and a no-fly zone. So far, President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, have remained opposed to a no-fly zone over Ukraine, arguing it would mean World War III. Pelosi said on Monday, echoing Biden, "If we were to shoot down Russian planes, it would be the beginning of World War III." The Biden administration has so far opposed facilitating the transfer of Polish aircraft to Ukraine, arguing it could draw NATO into the war. Poland is a NATO member on the border of Ukraine, and the administration has sworn it would defend fellow NATO members in NATO territory. However, a group of Senate Republicans and some Democrats are pushing for the Biden administration to facilitate the transfer of Polish aircraft to Ukraine, and Zelensky is still pushing aggressively for the planes. According to the Daily Mail, in his remarks on Wednesday, Zelensky is expected to bring the same Winston Churchill tone that he used when he spoke to British lawmakers last week as he looks to leverage his public goodwill with the assistance he wants from Congress. Congress last week passed $13.6 billion in humanitarian and military aid for Ukraine. Half will go to humanitarian aid, and half will go to military aid. Of the military aid, roughly half will go to replenish Pentagon stocks transferred to Ukraine, and half will go towards more equipment. On Tuesday, the Pentagon said that equipment may include anti-air capability, anti-armor capability, small arms and ammunition, tactical gear, meals ready to eat, and military medical equipment. The additional aid is on top of $1 billion in military assistance that has been delivered to Ukraine over the past year, according to the Pentagon. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.